Didn't want you to hear me eating. I don't know. All right. This year, what did we learn about this year? 2023, what was the theme? All you got to do is open your eyes and look in front of you. What's that? God's love. Okay? God's love. I hope we learned some things. I hope it was a good year. I know it wasn't all inclusive, all comprehensive. I know it wasn't. It would take a lifetime. In fact, I don't think that we could in a lifetime cover what God and his love is for us. But we learned about God's love, and we also learned then that we are pictures of his love. And so don't forget it, even though we're going to move on. Next week, we're going to share some things that are exciting. And you're going to start thinking, what did he say? What did he say? I've already let the cat out of the bag, but I've said it so many times, you're like, okay, now what did he say? But I can't help talking about the theme we're going to into this next year. But we're excited about it. And next week you get to hear about that. And so we're going to start diving into that topic. And there will be some things. We have activities and stuff going on for this next year. But we want to focus just for a moment on this past year. We've learned some wonderful things on reflecting perfect love. But I want to ask you tonight, well, let's go ahead and take our Bibles really quickly. And let's go to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians, this is a book that we have just begun in Discovery Bible Studies. Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians to this church that had come to Christ years before. Paul is on his second missionary journey, and he's writing, and they completely and fully expected the Lord's return or the rapture to happen in their lifetime. And so they were trying to figure out how to live before the Lord returns. And here we are a couple thousand years later, and we still need to be studying and understanding how to live as the Lord will return. And we don't know when that's going to happen. Should we be ready? The answer is yes. Biblically, God tells us to be ready. What if it were today? We sing that song, "What if it were today?" Are you ready? Well, we'll discover more about that in our Discovery Bible Studies. Maybe that was a little sales pitch there, but 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18, Paul is writing, again, in light of the Lord's return, in light of the rapture, we ought to be doing certain things. And there's a list of kind of like pointed things that he doesn't expound upon. He says, this, and this are very important. And one of those things that are mentioned here in verse 18 is, in everything, give thanks. Now, I want you to take a load of that. In everything, give thanks. Isn't that pretty big? Think about it just for a moment. In everything, give thanks. Is that tough? That's a little beyond me. In everything, give thanks. What happened in 2023 in your life? There's no doubt that every one of you could name some good things, but you could also name some, and I want to be careful how I say this because it almost seems to contradict Scripture, but bad things. Or maybe things that we didn't like. Things that came into our lives that were tough. Things that were rough. Things that we might label as a mistake. Typically, we'd have a service like this, and we'd say, all right, how did God bless? And everything mentioned would be positive. He gave me this money. He healed my arm. And we could list all kinds of things. But folks, I want to tell you something. Do you know that God was working even in those difficult things that you were going through? God was doing a perfect work for a couple reasons. Number one, for his honor and for his glory. But second of all, for your good. For your good. Do you realize without trials and struggles, we would not look to God? That is just the human truth. It's sad, but it's true. You know, and God has designed certain things in life so that we would turn our eyes upon Jesus. You know, there have been times probably in 2023 that you didn't know where to turn. It's sad that we wait until it's the last resort. And out of desperation, we turn our eyes upward and we say, God, I need you. God says, in everything, give thanks. So this past year, you had some health situations. Was God using those things? Now, you might not see it. See, the inability that we have is we don't have the ability to look and see everything. There are some things that I say, I still don't know. I still don't understand why. But you can know something. You can know that the trying of your faith worketh patience. We need to let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, God has a plan, and he's using some of those things to bring us closer to himself. And so when we look back at 2023, it's not just the good things. It's the tough things, the difficult things that God is using to bring us closer to himself. And so when we're being thankful, we need to remember all the good things, but we need to remember the tough things. And so I want to open it up to you a little bit. Again, we don't have time to take hours on this. But just in short, I just want us to popcorn style kind of just share some things about how God was good. It is important. It's important that we thank the Lord, but it's important that we share with other people. It's important that we give God's blessings to others so that we can share. I want to hear what God's done for you because it will encourage me. Maybe something you're going through, I'm going through right now, or went through, I'm going through right now, and that will just say, you know what, there is hope. Look what you did for so-and-so. We all need it, every one of us. I need it. You need it. I want to encourage you to open up now and just share. What are some things? What did God do? And remember, don't forget, feel free to share something positive, but don't neglect to share something tough. I'll start off. 2023 has been rough in our home with my wife's health. She hasn't been to church in about 7 weeks, and it's been that way. But I will tell you, I have learned to love and cherish Scripture so much more. Number one, Scripture has meant more to me. I want to tell you something. I don't know that I've ever loved this book more than tonight. So for that, I'm grateful, because God used it to help me to love Scripture more. I'll tell you a second thing it's done for me. It's to appreciate prayer. When I know that God's people are praying around wherever, the country, the world, it is an encouragement to me. It's an encouragement when I hear that so-and-so is praying, and this person told that, and that church is praying. That is an encouragement, a network of prayer. And I have come to appreciate prayer, and I've come to also realizing that I need to be part of the network for other people. And number three, I'll tell you what, I've come to be more compassionate about what other people are going through. Because we know what it felt like. Sometimes you feel all alone. And we know that there's other people to care. It just means the world to you. So I rejoice in the fact. Do I look and do I see the end of it? No. But I'm thankful that God is teaching and God is growing. And so, there, I got you started. What has God done for you? And they don't all need to be negative. It could be anything. What do we have to thank the Lord for?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be praised for those things. Who's next? What are you thankful for? We should be fighting, all right, over this.
I was just thinking, I'm really thankful for being able to go through 1 John CBS and how it has really, really helped us to take a deep dive and really see God's love, mm-hmm. not only to us, but how we can change other people. And just, it was very, very good.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, 1 John was tremendous for the theme of love. Yeah, it was good. Good. What else? It's super important that people hear what God's done for you. And I know He has. I know He has. Yes, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You did that for a long time, didn't you? Yeah, it was long. Lots of miles, a lot of time. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing how God protects us through those on those roads? You know, we don't take it for granted. We shouldn't, anyway. We do. We shouldn't. Yeah, God was good, for sure. Who's next? Things we're thankful for. Elizabeth. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise and prayer request, but all these are. That's good. Yes, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve loves DBS. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, he's growing. That's tremendous. Praise the Lord for it's just it's a blessing to be a part of a group of people that care for you and are praying for you and go through the thick and the thin with you. It's good. Amen. It's good. It's good. I'm thankful that God changed my life when I went to Israel and have a passion for His people and His land and all the things that are revolved around that. That was one of the biggest things in my life, I think, that was very forming. It was a blessing. You were a part of that. Thank you. What else? What are you thankful for? Roger. Open doors are great. Open doors. Roger said a number of things there, but praise the Lord for each one of those. Good. Ken. That's good. Yeah. And we might not know until eternity, but it'll be neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, praise the Lord. Thought I saw so many over here.
I was glad where Roger said because I was sitting here thinking. good. It's a blessing. Anybody else? Yeah, Ezekiel. We prayed a lot for that, didn't we? Some of you thought, when is Ezekiel ever going to get a job? We prayed and prayed, but you know what? It was worth the wait, because Ezekiel got like a dream job that, I mean, at least for him, he loves doing woodworking, and we love Amish people, and he's doing both, and working full-time, getting some decent money, and it's right here close. I mean, there's so many things, and so God was so good. I mean, better than what we could ever imagine with that, and so we're so grateful for that. And on top of that, you know, I mentioned, who did I mention it to? I don't know, but if you didn't hear, the King family wants to have our family over because, I'm not going to give the details, but they, in short, and in very brief, he said, I want you to come for supper some night, because we've got questions for you on why you have a son the way you do. That's interesting. I can't wait to go and have supper with them, and I don't know what we'll say, but that's an answer to prayer. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. So we're grateful for that. Anybody else? Ooh, hands popping up. We'll go right around here. We'll start with you, Donna. Amen. For your prayers and support. So it's such a blessing. God is good. Yep. Karen. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah, it's good. We all do, Karen. We all do. We all struggle with things. I do. Chief sinner right here. We do. Roger, did you have your hand up again?
It was a blessing to have all some of the other ones. And that's one thing. And it's been a blessing to my wife and say, have her, was a basically a thing, paying her, and specifically for the pandemic, that how it has worked for the boys.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll thank Him for it. Let's keep praying. No, keep praying. Good. I'm so thankful for the way that God has done some amazing things in our family's life. He's meeting needs. He's providing, and I'm grateful for that as well. Anyone else before we move on? I know the time's running away from us. So, but if you have something more that you want to say quickly, we'll do it. Hannah. Amen. So we're grateful too. You just need to recruit many more people. You know, some of them pull out these old dusty instruments and they'll get them out and they'll start playing. I know that there's some out there. Bob has one. He's going to start now.
Amen.
That's good.
That's true.
The good and the bad.
That's right. The good and the bad. He's good. Amen. So we need to be thankful. Yeah.
My wife is here tonight. She's back. But anyway.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for sharing that, Bob. All right, very good. I know that we could list some more things. I know that you can, because God's been good to every one of you, and we're grateful. I just want you to think through. As you go home, remember all that happened. God was good in every single one of those things, even though you might not get it, you might not understand it, because He is good. What about 2024 coming up? Oh, another year that we've got to go through, right? And we're saying, Lord, come quickly. Would you just come? There have been so many times in the last even few weeks, I said, Lord, if the Lord would just come, it would solve all these problems. But for some reason, He tarries, and there must be a reason for that. And as long as we are here, we have lots to do. We have lots to go through. We have lots of people to reach with the gospel. And so we don't know. I know everyone talks about it's got to be tomorrow. It's got to be the next day. It's got to be soon when the Lord's going to return. But you know what? The fact that America is still here could be a while, because, you know, Scripture doesn't necessarily teach that America is in existence. We don't know for sure that it won't be, but it could still be a while. And I know for some of you that's like, oh no, don't give me that bad news. But God gives us the very best. But that means we have things to pray for. Because as the Lord tarries, there are things, there are victories that we need to win. I want you to think about your life. What do you want to see God do in this coming year? Take your Bibles and turn to 1 John chapter 5. Again, we're just going to look at a verse or two. One in 1 John, then back to 1 Thessalonians. So we look at what has happened in the past. And God says, in everything, give thanks. By the way, it's His will. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. God's will is that you give thanks for everything. It's also His will. We'll get to that here in just a moment. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. We are faithless creatures. It's just the way we are. But we've got a faithful one that we can trust. And so as we approach the next year, we've got to remember that we can have victory. We do have victory. We've got to have faith, though. And one of the most practical ways to have faith is to pray. Go back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in the previous verse, verse 17, Paul gives another instruction while they wait for the Lord's return. And he says, pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. Now, that doesn't mean that you start in the morning and you don't end until the next morning and you never end. What it means is you'd be in constant presence of God, that at any time, no matter what you're doing, you're communicating with Him. And I hope you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you need to learn what that means. But it's living with Him in everything you're doing. You might be one of the weird ones that you're talking to yourself, but for you, you understand you're talking with the Lord. You're going through life together. That's faith at ground level. Can I tell you something, folks? We think, wow, these great men of faith, the hall of faith. You know what made those men faithful? Because they communed with God. And that really is the practical faith, is talking with God. Do you know that it's an act of faith to say, God, I need your help? That's faith. Faith is trusting in someone and something you can't see. You're trusting in God, I need you. It's understanding your inadequacy, your inability, understanding his adequacy and his ability, and saying, God, I need you. That's faith. The opposite of that is doing it on your own. God says that we need to be thankful, but we also need to pray.
Pray without ceasing. So my question is, again, what victories do you need to see God work in this next year individually? What do you need? I do ask you individually, and I'm not going to go around the room and say your name and ask you, but what do you need God to do? What are some things in your life that it's going to take prayer? This wouldn't just happen. This needs prayer. I need to see my neighbor saved. His health is poor and he needs God. We need to see this physical need healed. We need to see this person come back to church.
Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Pray without ceasing. What do we need to see God do this next year? And so I open it up to you. What are some things that we want to see God do? It could be in our church, could be in our families, could be in your own personal life. You know, there'd be absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, it'd be everything right for you to say, you know what, I need God to teach me patience. I'm impatient. Can I tell you something? You might think, I'll get you, Steve, in just a moment. You might think that, you know, feel like, well, if I expose myself, everyone's going to know I'm a sinner. Let's set the matter straight. We're all sinners. And we all have problems, right? Every one of us. Every single one of us. So there's nothing with that. And most likely, we share the same burden. So, yep, I need that too. So I ask you, and Steve's going to be the first, what is it that you need God to do in your life, in your family, in your church? What do you need to see God do? Amen. You know, back in the men's prayer time back there, we pray for them pretty much every week, don't we, Steve? Pretty much every week. Steve's son, we need to pray. We need to pray. Is it possible? Because he's kind of in a mess. Not kind of, he is. But God glories in messes. Can God do it? Yep. Josh is going to have to be willing. But we can keep praying for that. Let's everybody, you know, I would encourage you to write some notes down. Let's pray for some of these things. Let's pray for Josh, Brittany. They'd come to the Lord, that they would find a way, get into church somehow, get saved. We need to keep praying for them. God says, be not weary in well-doing. We shall reap if ye faint not. So put that in there. What else? What else do you need prayer for? I know that this is kind of a simplistic service, but this is ground level. We need to help each other. Roger. Okay, so a couple things. Victoria and prayer. We need to get stronger prayer. Did you say anything more?
Prayer for myself. I need to be stronger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so all... Yeah. So we need to increase in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's really pray specifically for Roger, but let's pray all of us. We need to be strengthened and more in prayer. We need to engage in prayer more. Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Let's really pray. Let's really pray for our mothers that have children, because that's tough, because time is a premium, and to really find time to do that, we need to pray for them. Something you can pray for me about, just being, you know, ground level honest with you. I get really discouraged on the days that Melissa's not feeling well. I do, and I battle it and I fight it. I get discouraged. I get so encouraged on the days that she feels well. Better, I should say, better. And I'm so encouraged. And it's almost like every time it happens, I feel like we're on the road. I'm like, we finally got it figured out and licked. And then there'll be a day that she doesn't feel as well. And it just defeats me. It discourages me. I'm just telling you the truth. There are days that I feel like I'm just on the bottom. I struggle because, like, must we go through this? And it just keeps going and it keeps going and it keeps going. But I need your prayers. I need your prayers that I would not get discouraged, because that doesn't do anything. It does no good to get discouraged. And I know it. It's a sin. It's a sin to get discouraged. We need to keep our eyes. It's a lack of faith. We need to have faith and trust in the Lord. So please pray for me that I would have the faith that I need to just keep going for it. What else? Yes, defeating. It's hard, but we got to keep going. And you, I know many of others of you feel the same way with some things. We got to trust the Lord. It's faith. Keep our eyes fixed upon Him. What else? What do you need prayer for? What do we need prayer for? Okay, let's pray for Hannah that she would take active measures to deepen that relationship that she desires of the Lord. It's good. It's good. Yes, sir. Sean. I'm with you. I'm right there too. I wish I'd do better at that. It's fully trusting in God. Yeah, we can trust Him. Probably so. We try to do it ourselves. Yep. I'm with you. Well, let's pray that we both get increase in that. It's good. What else? Yes, sir. Pray for Steve, that he would see the Lord in that, and yeah, those things are struggles. And I'll add to that, let's pray for all the other people in the room that have lost spouses, whatever, people that are going through tough times. Unless you go through it, it's hard to understand that. I don't understand it, but we need to pray for people. Let's certainly pray for Steve and the others. Yeah, it's good. What else? These are great things for you to take home when you say, man, now I got some things to pray for.
This past year, I've just been struck with the fact all the more times when God has led me to give wisdom when I didn't know what to do. and so I'm just more aware of God's giving of wisdom when we need it. And that is my request for the next year, because I'm just sitting here thinking of so many goals and so many things I want to see God do.
Amen. Yep, I agree with that one as well.
Who else? Yeah, Carrie.
Pastor of the church to pray for John Jonathan and the family as they struggle with their relationship.
Okay. Okay, let's pray for John and Amber, that God would be with them during tough times, that they would be drawn closer to the Lord and draw closer to each other. It's tough things, but we need to pray, and God can do it, but we need to pray. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. We need to pray. Yes, Stevie Sue. Okay, let's pray that Stevie Sue would be able to shine the light and share the gospel with people that she's around, work, and others. We all need that one. I need it. Roger. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Yeah, we need to pray for these things, that we would shine, church would grow, have more people to impact. Do you know, we're going to, in order for us to grow numerically, we've individually got to grow in our personal lives. We will grow when we grow. What else? Yep, let's pray for Shalissa's opportunity with Nikki. We'd love to see her saved in 2024. That's good. Yes, David. Amen. Let's pray for David with all the contacts that he has made over the past year, that he can turn those contacts into you know, souls that he can share the truth with. It's good. Very good. Stevie Sue. Yeah, it's good. Hunter's still there. And so there's a opportunity right there at home. And some of us have those at home. So we need to, let's pray that Hunter would turn to the Lord as well. It's good. He's been great. And where been? We thank the Lord for what God's doing in Ben's life, but we need to pray for the future, that God would continue to lead and guide and just lead the way. It's good. God's word says we have not because we ask not. We need to ask. God wants to answer, but we need to ask. Karen. Ongoing request for Christina and Logan as they continue to reach out, the Grosses continue to reach out to them and share truth. Pray that they would take the truth. It is possible. Yeah, Donna.
She's traveling in New York. She's home. Pray for her back. She's
Amen. It's good and good opportunity. Yep, let's keep praying for Don on that. Let's pray for Lauren as well. God would work in her heart. Ken. Yeah, I agree, and we're gonna hopefully be challenged here this year. We have a renewed desire to get more involved in our missions. You'll hear more about that next week. So that's good prayer request. But we certainly want to be more of a blessing to our missionaries that are out there doing the work. Anything else that you want us to pray for? I know you have a lot of things. We all have a lot of things. We ought to have a lot of things. But anything you want to share? To ask people to pray for. Of course, I'm praying that Melissa be healed this year. We just continue to ask in prayer for that. I know many of you have things that you, relatives that you have. Let's keep praying for these people that God would bless. Karen? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the future right there, our children. So let's pray for those that are not saved, that they would trust Christ, and then that all would grow in Him. It's good. That is good. So what are we going to do with this? All right, what are we going to do with this? We can take it, and we can go home and set it on a desk, and we can forget about it. And that would be no faith. Or we can go home and we can take these things seriously and begin to pray. Specifically, individually, let's begin to pray and let's watch God work. And folks, when God does something with any of these things you mentioned, would you be willing to share it? Let's share. Because if we don't know what has ever happened. Let's share with people, hey, God did this. From time to time, I have, you know, testimonies. We want to hear. What has God done with some of those things? And how could we pray more? Maybe the situation will get more difficult. Let's let each other know and let's pray for each other because God wants to do some things. He's already given us the victory. We just need to claim it. The most simple form of faith, prayer. Let's pray. Let's demonstrate our faith. God was good to us in 2023. And God is going to be good to us in 2024. We do not know what 2024 is going to hold. But no matter what, God is good because He is good. And we need to recognize that. But let's be praying, asking God to do some amazing things this next year. And we hope that He'll do that. Let's go ahead and stand, and we'll be dismissed with the word of prayer. I'm going to pray for these things, not all these things, but I'm going to pray in general for all these requests. And then we will be dismissed. Father, I thank You for Your goodness. Lord, we an interesting service tonight, different, far different than what we normally do. But Lord, we love to take the opportunity to think through what You've done. God, You've been so good to us. Every single person in this room tonight, You have been good to. You've given us life. You've given us the health that we have. You've given us things, provisions, home and shelter. Lord, You've been good to us, and we want to take time to stop and thank You. Lord, thank You for being so good to us when we don't deserve it. We don't deserve a thing. But God, You've been good, and we're grateful. Lord, we're thinking about the provisions and the blessings, the health, the patience, the growth that You've given to us, the victory. Lord, thank You. Lord, we look forward to 2024, and we don't know what's in store, but God, we're praying and asking that we grow. Lord, help us to become more prayer-minded church. Lord, I pray that You would grow our numbers, not because of numbers' sake, but because of soul's sake. Lord, we want to make an impact on people. God, would You help us to be thirsty and hungry for Your truth and Your word? Lord, I pray for individual people here and things that were mentioned. Lord, health needs and spiritual needs, financial needs, emotional needs. God, would You help people and all the things that have been mentioned, plus hundreds more that we all have behind that. God, would You do some great and mighty work? And Lord, would we be faithful enough to give You the honor and glory and praise when we see those things answered? God, we're looking for You to do great and mighty work. You said to ask and it shall be given unto You. Lord, we're asking. Lord, I thank You for what You showed to us this morning from Your word. Lord, as we move forward for You, God, help us to
to be thankful for your mercies, your compassion. Lord, as we start another year, to know that you, your faithfulness, your mercies and compassion are new every morning. What an encouragement this morning was to us. Lord, we thank you for what we began to discover in 1 Thessalonians and Discovery Bible Study. Lord, I pray that we would learn to live in light of the rapture, knowing that you're going to return soon. Lord, help us to be ready for that, to live appropriately. And God, even tonight, with how we need to be faithful and how we need to be thankful, God, help us. Lord, thank you for the service tonight. Would you be with us as we go about our way? Do great and mighty things. Give us opportunities to share truth with a lost and dying world. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.